Hello.
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Coggins Property Maintenance.
This is me.
Oh, hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Coggins Property Maintenance on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. And
yes, ma'am.
Obviously, you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your lifetime to search?
Oh, all the time.
Okay, I figured. So, you know, when you do that search, you'll get the map of the local area. It'll pop up front and center. And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the companies that service within that area. And as I'm sure you can imagine, there are pages and pages of results in there. But on that first page, there's a handful that'll fit in each area. So, like right now in your area, they see D&W Grading and Hauling. Are you familiar with those guys at all?
What's the name of them?
D&W Grading and Hauling or Max Grading?
Never heard of either one of them.
No? Okay. Well, they're smaller. I mean, usually single owner operators. They're the locals there too. That's what it's designed for. There are just a couple that are benefiting from being listed there in your area now. And
You are in Gaffney, South Carolina, 29341.
Yeah, Gaffney, exactly, right. Yes, the 29341. And that's where we would be listing you, is right there alongside them. So now Coggins Property Maintenance would be one of the local options when people search from there as well.
Okay.
Now, the reason you're getting this call today is they had that first page position become available in your geographic area for that category. So we're assigned to that area today. There's a team of agents calling through to fill that open position there. So if we were to program Coggins Property Maintenance in to appear there too, they block out that other space for you. So just like those guys, you won't share your position either or rotate. You'll always be one of the options for people at that moment that they're ready to make that call. You'll be there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Yes, ma'am. I had tried to get on Google before when I first got legal or first went into the LLC business. I got established.
Uh-huh.
And they wanted this bunch of stuff I didn't have yet, so I had to wait till I got all that stuff.
Okay. Yeah, we can handle that for you as well. So how long have you been in business in the area there?
As of March of this year, it's been a year, legally. I grew up doing, my family had one of the biggest trailer parks in the county for 50 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So working on trailers, putting in trailers, doing grading, doing driveways.
So you can do a little bit of everything. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then this company, you went with the LLC, that was just a year and a month. Is it?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
Nicholas. I'm the owner.
Nicholas, it's nice to meet you.
Nicholas, whatever you want to call me, it don't matter.
Okay. Okay. And it's just you, or do you have like a helper or a partner?
I've got one or two people that help me every now and again. I took my college fund and started my business with it, basically.
Nice.
We already had some pieces of equipment we used in our trailer park. Me and my mother have 9 rental properties we take care of, so I already had some equipment for doing that. Well, we decided you just give it to me, so I go ahead and do it with my business, and I got some equipment and some trucks, and I was always a kid in school. I never fit in. I was always worked all the time. I worked more in high school than I actually went to school.
Paid off, right? It sounded like
yeah.
you were being prepared for something bigger. Okay, and you're servicing mainly, I know that you're in Gaffney, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
I try to stay within 25, 30 miles of home. I try not to go much further than that. I have gone to York and Rock Hill a time or two to do a few. If it was something worth my time to go down there and do, I'd do it.
But okay.
I mainly try to do smaller. I try to go get in and get out. I don't like doing no bunch of big stuff.
Right. One day jobs, right?
One day, I try not to do. I think I did one was a week one time. That's about as long as I wanted to do one. I put a brand new driveway in for a new house. That was, I think, that was about the longest job I did.
Right. Easy in, easy out.
And I try to be competitive with people. I try to have just flat rate pricing. I try to be as honest and upfront as I can be. I worked
Excellent.
For a guy in a town over from me, and he was a crook. And once I figured out he was a crook, I quit working for him. Then he got mad at me, and we had done paid him to do work for us. He took our money, too.
Oh.
I try not to deal with crooks.
Right.
I try to tell people, I can about bring a machine out and run it for cheaper than you can rent one.
Okay, and you know, Google loves that. That's what they're designed for, is to benefit the end user, you know, the person who's doing the searching, because they want them to come back and continue to use Google, right? So
yeah.
you're going to do great. And I'm sorry, one more time. My name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
Nick,
that's right. Nick, that's right.
That's my last name.
Okay, Nick, it's nice to meet you. And so for this position, Nick, this first page position that we have available there today on Google, it's month-to-month pricing. There are no contracts or anything like that. And based on everything so far, there are no negative reviews anywhere online. You're in the right area. You meet all of the criteria that's required. And overall, you see value in all of this being listed there on Google at that moment.
Yes.
People are searching. Okay, so
I wanted to get on Google. My problem is I was raised by elderly people. My mother was older in life when she had me, and none of them know how to use technology. So I was never an iPad kid. I was never an Xbox kid. So in a lot of ways, I'm technologically illiterate, even though I'm
okay.
Not 20 years old.
Okay, well, you know, I can't do any digging, so, you know, I feel like we can complement each other pretty well. Okay, so why don't I do this? Why don't I pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there today? And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Yeah, as long as the price is right, I can pay right now.
Okay, so the good news is you're a year in business, so you can qualify for the promotional rate that they have. It's a reduced rate just for our newer companies. So I'm grabbing Andy, he's my regional manager for the Carolinas, to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now. I know you're going to love it. Hang on here.
I've been wanting to get on Google. My big thing is people, as they say, I've so far it's been feast or famine for me for a while, because all my business has been usually word of mouth, mainly.
Okay. Okay, yeah, you're going to love this. Okay, let me grab Andy. Hang on here.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for holding. Is this Nick?
It is.